الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد الصادق الوعد الأمين وعلى آله وأصحابه الطيبين. Praise be to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. To Allah Ta'ala belong the endowments befitting perfection and commendations. We ask Allah Ta'ala to raise the rank of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to protect his nation from that which he fears for it. Dear brothers and sisters, the belief that Allah Ta'ala exists without a place is the creed of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Sahaba, companions, and those who graciously followed them. And it shall so be until the Day of Judgment. The proof of this precious statement is what Allah Ta'ala said in the Holy Quran in Surah Ash-Shura, Ayah 11, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ, which means there is absolutely nothing like Allah whatsoever, and He has the attributes of hearing and seeing. This ayah absolutely clears Allah of resembling the creations. It comprises that Allah Ta'ala is absolutely different from the creations in the self, attributes, and creating. Hence, it shows that Allah Ta'ala exists without a place, because whatever exists in a place is by nature that is composed of particles, that is, it is a body occupying a space. Allah Ta'ala is clear of occupying spaces. Al-Bukhari, Al-Bayhaqi, and Ibn al-Jarud related that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, كَانَ اللَّهُ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْءٌ غَيْرُهُ, which means Allah Ta'ala is eternally existent and nothing else existed. This hadith proves that only Allah Ta'ala existed without a beginning, that is, before creating any of the creation. There was nothing with Allah, no place, no space, no sky, no earth, no light, and no darkness. It is determined in the rules of the religion and the judgments of the sound mind that Allah Ta'ala, the Exalted, does not change. Hence, it is impossible that after having been existing without a place, Allah will change and dwell in a place, because this is a development. The development is a sign of needing others, and the one who needs others is not God. Imam Abu Mansur al-Baghdadi related in his book Al-Farq Bayn al-Firaq that Imam Ali, the fourth of the caliphs, may Allah Ta'ala reward his deed, said, كَانَ اللَّهُ وَلَا مَكَانَ وَهُوَ الْآنَ عَلَى مَا عَلَيْهِ كَانَ, which means Allah Ta'ala eternally existent and there was no place, and He now is as He was, that is, without a place. Imam Abu Hanifa, who is one of the authorities of As-Salaf, said in his book Al-Fiqh Al-Absat, Allah Ta'ala existed eternally and there was no place. He existed before creating the creation. He existed and there was no place, creation or thing. He is the creator of everything. Al-Imam Al-Hafidh Al-Bayhaqi said in his book Al-Asma' Wa-Sifat, what was mentioned towards the end of the hadith is an evidence for negating that Allah has a place and negating that the slave is alike to Allah. Allah Ta'ala is al-Zahir, hence it is valid to know about Him by proofs. Allah Ta'ala is al-Batin, hence it is invalid that He dwells in a place. Al-Bayhaqi also said, some of our companions used as a proof to refute attributing the place to Allah the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you are al-Zahir and there is nothing above you. You are al-Batin and there is nothing underneath you. Therefore, if there is nothing above him and nothing underneath him, he is not in a place. Imam Ahmad ibn Salama Abu Ja'far al-Tahawi, who was born in the year 237 after the Hijrah, the immigration of the Prophet, he wrote a very famous book called Al-Aqidah al-Tahawiyyah. He mentioned that the content of his book is an explanation of the creed of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, which is the creed of Imam Abu Hanifa, who died in the year 150 after the Hijrah, and his two companions, Imam Abu Yusuf al-Qadi and Imam Muhammad ibn al-Hasan al-Shaybani and others. He said in his book, تعالى يعني الله عن الحدود والغايات والأركان والأعضاء والأدوات لا تحويه الجهات الست كسائر المبتدعات, which means Allah Ta'ala is supremely clear of all boundaries, extremes, sites, organs and instruments. The six directions do not contain him, for these are attributed to all created things. Such is the saying of Imam Abu Ja'far, which is among the heads of Salaf. Abu Ja'far explicitly stated that Allah Ta'ala is clear of being contained by the six directions. The six directions are above, below, ahead, behind, right and left. The linguist and the scholar of hadith, Imam Muhammad Murtada al-Zabidi, narrated by a continuous chain from himself back to Imam Zainul Abideen, Ibn al-Husayn ibn Ali ibn Abi Talib, who was among the best of Salaf, who earned the title of As-Sajjad, that is, the one who prays a lot. That Zainul Abideen, in his treatise As-Sahif As-Sajjadiyya, said about Allah, Subhanak أنت الله الذي لا يحويك مكان, which means, O Allah, you are clear of all imperfection. You are Allah, the one who no place contains him. He also said, سبحانك أنت الله الذي لست بمحدود, which means, O Allah, you are clear of all imperfection. You are Allah, the one who is not within boundaries. In the explanation of Al-Bukhari, Al-Hafiz ibn Hajar Al-Asqalani said, the fact that the two directions above and below are impossible to be attributes of Allah does not necessitate that Allah Ta'ala would not be attributed with aboveness, because attributing aboveness to Allah is a matter of status, and impossibility lies in it being physical. The Hanafi scholar Zainuddin ibn Nujaym, in his book Al-Bahru al-Ra'iq, said, whoever says it is possible for Allah to do a doing which has no wisdom exits Islam. Moreover, one exits Islam by affirming a place to Allah, the Exalted. Imam Ahmad al-Rifa'i al-Kabir, who lived around the year 600 after the Hijrah, said, غَايَةُ الْمَعْرِفَةِ بِاللَّهِ الْإِقَانُ بِوُجُودِهِ تَعَالَى بِلَا كَيْفٍ وَلَا مَكَانٍ, which means, the ultimate knowledge about Allah is to be certain that Allah Ta'ala exists without a how or a place. Imam محمد ابن هبة المكي wrote a book called حدائق الفصول وجواهر العقول. It came to be known as العقيدة الصلاحية after he gave it as a gift to Sultan صلاح الدين الأيوبي, which ordered that this book be taught to the children in schools and broadcast from the top of minarets. In his book, he said, قد كان موجودا ولا مكانا وحكمه الآن على ما كانا, which means Allah Ta'ala eternally existent and there was no place, and the judgment about his existence now is that he is as he was, that is without a place. Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq said, he who claims that Allah Ta'ala is in something or on something or from something exits Islam, because if he was in something, he would be contained, and if he was on something, he would be carried, and if he was from something, he would be a creature. Shaykh Abdul Ghani al-Nablusi said, he who believes that Allah Ta'ala fills the heavens and earth, or that he is a body sitting above the arsh, which is ceiling of paradise, the throne, exits Islam. Imam Fakhruddin ibn Asakir said in his Aqidah, Allah Ta'ala existed before the creation. He does not have a before or an after, an above or a below, a right or a left, an ahead or a behind, a whole or a part. It must not be said, when was he, where was he, or how was he? Allah Ta'ala exists without a place. He created the universe and willed for the existence of time. He is not bound by time or designated with place. Imam Abu Sulaiman al-Khattabi said, what is obligatory upon us and upon every Muslim to know is that our Lord Allah has no shape or form, because the shape has a how, and how does not apply to Allah or His attributes. Know beyond doubt that the question how, kaif, does not apply to Allah. How is a question related to shapes, bodies, places, depths, and dimensions. Allah Ta'ala is clear of all such attributes. Also, be firm that it is invalid to say about Allah, but we do not know how, because in essence, it falsely indicates that Allah Ta'ala has a color, shape, dimensions, body, and place. But one is simply ignorant of its how. Imam al-Ghazali said, Allah Ta'ala, the Exalted, existed eternally, and there was no place. He is not a body, jawhar, indivisible particle, or bodily property, and He is not on a place or in a place. All of these sayings show that attributing the physical aboveness and the place to Allah is contrary to the Quran, Hadith, Ijma', scholarly consensus of the scholars of Islam, and intellectual proof. The intellectual proof that Allah Ta'ala exists without a place lies in the fact that Allah Ta'ala has the attributes of perfection. Needing others is not an attribute of perfection. The one who occupies place needs that place. The one who needs others, whether it is a place or any other creation, is not God. Moreover, as the mind determines that Allah Ta'ala existed without a place before creating places, the mind also determines that after Allah created the places, he still exists without a place. The scholars of Islam, like Imam Ahmad al-Rifa'i, determined that lifting the hands and faces towards the sky when performing dua, supplication, is because the heavens are the qibla of dua, just as the Kaaba is the qibla of salah. From the heavens, the mercies and blessings of Allah descend. Hence, it is clear for the one who seeks the truth that the saying that Allah Ta'ala exists without a place is what complies with the Quran, Hadith, saying of the Prophet, Ijma', and the criteria of the sound intellect. Be firm and certain that before creating places, Allah, who created everything, places and everything else, existed without a place. And after creating places, Allah Ta'ala still exists without a place. Imam Abu Mansur al-Baghdadi related that Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, the fourth caliph, said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَلَقَ الْعَرْشَ إِظْهَارًا لِقُدْرَتِهِ وَلَمْ يَتَّخِذْهُ مَكَانًا لِذَاتِهِ, which means Allah Ta'ala created the arsh as an indication of His power and did not take it as a place for Himself. Imam Abu Hanifa said in his book Al-Wasiyyah, and He, meaning Allah, is the preserver of the arsh and everything else without needing them. For had He been in need, He would not have the power to create, manage, and preserve the world. Moreover, had He, meaning Allah, been in a place needing to sit and rest before creating the arsh, where was Allah? That is the question, where was Allah, would have applied to Him, which is impossible. Also, Imam Abu Hanifa, in his book Al-Fiqh al-Absat, said, Allah Ta'ala, eternally existent, and there was no place. He existed before creating the creation. He existed, and there wasn't a place, creation, or thing. And He, Allah, is the creator of everything. In his book Ihya'u Ulum al-Din, Al-Imam al-Ghazali said, places do not contain Allah, nor do the directions, earth or heavens. He is attributed with an istiwa over the arsh, as he said in the Holy Quran, with the meaning that He willed, and not as what people may delude. It is an istiwa which is clear of touching, resting, holding, moving, and containment. The arsh does not carry Allah, but rather the arsh and those who carry it are all carried by Allah's power, and they are subjugated to Him. He is above the arsh, the heavens, and everything in status, with an aboveness that does not give Him proximity to the arsh or the heavens, as it does not give Him farness from earth. He is higher in status than everything, higher in status than the arsh and the heavens, as He is higher in status than earth and the rest of the creation. Allahumma innaka afu tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anna. O Allah, You are the one who forgives a great amount, and You accept forgiveness, so forgive us. And Allah Ta'ala knows best.